Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Crossover! Oh, killer crossover!
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over. Absolutely.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
It's the crossover.
Hello.
What up, John?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah, this is new. We've never done this before.
We haven't done this crossover. We have not.
Oh, yeah. You're usually right here.
I'm usually here when John's gone.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But now we're just doing all kinds of crossover stuff because apparently
COVID is back.
90% of the building
folks,
is sick. How does this happen, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, we had a party.
Exactly. But we didn't have this kind of problem during the pandemic when it was at its peak.
And we wore masks.
We were very careful during the pandemic.
Well, we weren't even here.
That's true. But we weren't going. I wasn't going anywhere back then.
How about this, guys?
This is turning out to be the greatest decision of my life.
To not go to the work party?
Not going to this work party.
We got free food and drinks, so that was pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, great. And 90% of the staff is
and free COVID.
And free COVID. That's true.
My test said negative this morning, by the way.
There you go.
So we went from John and Josh
mm-hmm.
in the middays to John and Josh in the afternoon.
In the afternoons, that's right.
What about that?
Yeah, we added an H.
Yep.
That's all we did. Because he's an H-less boy.
I know, he's H-less.
Mm-hmm.
Is your given birth certificate named Jonathan?
It is not. It is just J-O-N.
Oh, wow, that's a rarity, right?
Well, my Uncle John, same way.
Oh, really?
You have have an Uncle John who has an H.
Mine doesn't have an H.
Wow.
See?
You guys are like the same person.
We're
mirror images.
World.
We're mirror images here.
Mm. Yeah. I am Bizarro World John Schreiner. Oh. John Schreiner is Bizarro
Josh,
World.
Josh, keep it on the Dr. Phil Network.
Nah, we're turning.
You call men's basketball on the radio. I call women's basketball on the radio.
One for Creighton, one for UNL.
Yeah, you guys both call a team in Omaha.
We're mirror images, man.
We are. This is amazing.
Which one of you came from a different dimension? When did this happen?
Well, John's older.
I don't know.
I was going to say the same thing.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
NBA TV marquee matchup.
Maybe John Bishop traveled back in time, and he's actually future me.
Maybe.
From the mirror dimension.
It could be.
Okay, so I went for a run one time. I got a quarter.
Yeah!
It's a part of the story. So I went for a run, and nice.
We need the sound effect.
All right. You ready?
Put it in the slot.
There we
go. So I'm out on the trail, and I run by this guy, and I swear, he looked like me, 20, 30 years older, and I was like, what if?
You ran into Munchin?
What if? Nice.
Munchin?
I was like, what is Munchin.
Munchin.
Steve Munchin.
Yeah.
I was like, what if that's me, and I wanted to go back on this trail, and I ran by myself in 30. I had that thought for a good 5 minutes on this run, and it's like, so wait, why would I do that, though? And then I was asking myself, why would I want to travel back just to see myself on this trail? I did like that trail. I don't run on that one anymore.
Isn't it universally agreed if you meet your past self, then the universe explodes?
Yes.
I don't think, well, that's if you go, oh yeah, I guess
well,
so.
Well, I mean, we've never.
Or you touch
but we didn't talk, though. It was just we went by each other,
hey,
you know?
You know how I know time travel is not possible in my lifetime?
Because we would have stopped something from happening.
I've never come back and told myself not to do all the stupid things that I did.
Yeah, it's true. Good point.
Unless you did at one point and then you didn't do them and then it changed the timeline and now it's just kind of veered off into its own timeline.
That's not how that works.
That's how other dimensions work. Yeah, that's how it works.
Josh, did you wonder if the person that
me,
the older
future
you
me.
Was looking at you thinking, damn, that guy's ugly.
I didn't think that. He probably was like, wow, what a handsome individual.
I can't believe you met the successful murder cult leader version of
again,
yourself.
Yeah. Didn't meet, just ran by, did a little wave. Hey, see you later. I didn't talk to him. I was listening to a podcast.
Well, yeah, but don't you wonder if he was thinking the same thing you were thinking, that it looked like a younger version
that
of
yourself?
That would
be, yeah. Well, then he would say, wow, what a handsome individual.
You think he was like, I remember when I only listened to podcasts at 2x speed.
Yeah, and in the future, they're probably listening at quadruple speed.
Well, in the future, they're just injecting it into your brain. You don't even listen to
that's
it.
That's the dream.
Oh, you got the Musk chip.
Yeah, there you go, John. Just send me a podcast.
You don't even get to listen to the podcast. It just alters your brain
there.
So you have the memory of already having listened to it.
You have the memory
to
listening
absorb
to
everything.
It. Yeah. You just absorb it, and then that. That's it.
Game over.
Wow. The over.
I bet that'll happen at some point, right? Like people won't watch or listen to things anymore or read books.
Oh,
and
I'm sure it'll probably happen.
Hey, Moby Dick.
So can I tell you about, John, you might appreciate this. The invention that I really want to make.
Sure.
It's specifically for broadcasters, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Augmented reality glasses, but it puts like all of your play-by-play charts in the glasses so that when you look at a player, like their stats come up and their height and weight. Right, so it's
like
tied
pops
to
above them, almost like a video game.
Yep.
It'd be nice because you wouldn't have to look down at the charts.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, oh, I wanted that. There was one.
This
thing
is my
invention. Wrote down. It's a good invention.
I'm trying to think of how that would,
like the Google glasses. Remember?
Yeah. I know. I'm trying to think of how that would affect me, because what would probably happen is I would then not even do.
Any prep at all?
Any prep at all. Well, I guess
you have to
then that would be acceptable.
Yeah. You would enter it into some kind of app that tied it to the player.
Right. So you're still, because that's my philosophy on prep. It's like studying for a test.
Exactly.
And that's why, and there are people out there who will sell their prep services to you.
Yes.
Which
I would never buy.
Which defeats the entire purpose of prep, because
you writing the stuff down helps you memorize it.
Exactly. Yeah. Me inputting the data helps me remember it and recall it so that it's there on the sheet so I can quote it verbatim, but the trigger in the memory is if so-and-so hits like his third three and he hasn't had a three-point game in, 80 months or whatever, then if you've inputted that data, then you can look, but you've already got it. You know to go to
and
that.
You know right where to look, right where you typed it in.
I've wanted to, because the first time I was ever approached with something like that, A, it blew my mind, and B, I wish I would have said, do you realize how this defeats the purpose?
And yet people do it.
You can't study for a test for me.
You know,
I have to take
Al
the
Michaels
test.
Has somebody make his charts for him.
See, I can't.
That's crazy.
He does.
See, and I
can't do that.
I've been a spotter for probably a half dozen like people on actual television before, and there have been a couple of them for sure. One that I remember where I could see at the very bottom of the chart, it said like such and such dot whatever, or an email address, a phone number.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, interesting. So this person uses that type of service. Now, they also had a bunch of handwritten notes all over it, so it wasn't that they were going in completely blind. But, yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons. Because especially, I'll do a game where I haven't seen the other team before. And, so I'm just kind of putting stuff together. And it's like, oh, interesting. That person went to so-and-so. And I find that out on my own rather than just reading over the chart.
Sure.
I would never want to do that. That sounds horrible.
You know, we have a lot of great sports information people. I personally think Rob Anderson at Creighton's the best I've ever worked with.
That Creighton department's real good, top to bottom.
But there's, and they'll look up a lot of great numbers that I will use a lot. But there's occasionally the things that I am individually curious about that I will research on my own that I like to incorporate in my broadcast.
Yep.
And so if someone is doing that for me, it just feels like you're not doing your job.
I would just like to see my charts, in 3D space. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you just want them above the head.
Yep.
So you're inputting all the info still.
Your invention would really come in handy.
For football, especially.
Well, for football, but it would really come in handy for, quickly identifying, especially players that you're not familiar with.
Right.
Right? At first time you've seen
them. What if you have a last name? So football. So if you have a last name that pops up above 86.
Well, if they just did the Madden thing.
And you're like, oh, Moss has the book because you see Moss.
Yep.
Right.
Moss.
Right.
Then I like it.
It's
a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Good idea, John.
Now make it happen.
The only thing now is, can you make them look cool enough so you don't look like a giant dork, so you're just not like...
No.
Yeah, we don't need a giant Google.
That's not possible. It's just going to be... You're going to look like a nerd.
Okay.
Speaking of being interested in stats, I was interested today. One of my topics late in the show was about Brock Purdy. And so I was just wondering, is he just way better than anybody knew? Like, what happened? Why didn't, he's this good. Why didn't they win more at Iowa State?
Mm-hmm.
Like, was Iowa State just really terrible around him? And Matt Campbell's actually not that good of a coach. They just had Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up Matt Campbell's numbers with Brock Purdy and without Brock Purdy. Right? Because, I'm curious about these weird statistical things, right? So with Brock Purdy, Matt Campbell was I think he was like 31-20, won 60% of his games.
Okay, solid. Okay.
He coached 37 games without Brock Purdy.
So basically the exact same sample size.
Yeah. And this is going back to his
start of his tenure at Iowa State.
This is all Iowa State.
Yep.
Okay. Interesting.
Right?
All Iowa State. So he's had 37 games without Brock Purdy.
Yep.
And 50 with him, you said?
51.
So basically a season less without Brock Purdy.
It's exactly a season. Yeah.
But there's enough data there.
Yeah, yeah. So
how many of those 37 do you think they won without Brock Purdy? Josh Hodson got it right on.
Really? So Purdy started, real quick, I just want to talk back the years. He started in 2021, 20, 19, and did he start in 18 as well? Okay. So he started 4 years. So that means there are 5 years, one on the front end or on the back end and four on the front.
He's got 3 years without
Purdy. Three on the front. Okay.
Two on the front, one on
the
back.
Two on the front, one on the back.
And what's the question? Winning percentage?
How many? Out of 37 games he's coached without Brock Purdy, how many did they win?
12.
Close.
18.
15.
15.
He's 15-22 without.
So he was better.
31-20, 60% winning percentage.
Mm-hmm.
15-22, 41% winning.
Well, you know the thing, John.
He's a winner.
And John, is that we view him a different way because his last year at Iowa State wasn't what we thought it was going to be.
Right,
because
they had the elevated expectations.
Yeah, but if let's pretend that, you know, he goes into the NFL, that his career's just moved up 1 year and he goes after 2020, I think we're viewing him maybe we're less surprised.
Sure.
When he got off to this type of start.
It was almost more striking that in the 4 years with Purdy, they never finished lower than fourth in the Big 12. In the 3 years without him, they finished tied for fourth, ninth, and tenth.
Wow.
I mean, so the guy is a winner.
My thing is, like, maybe Brock Purdy was just better than we thought, and Iowa State actually wasn't that good.
Well, and that's the thing, too, that really helps him as this year has unfolded. Like, there are rookies that have experience in college, but that guy started for four seasons. It's not even just like, you know, like Mac Jones, he was basically a starter for 1 year at Alabama. And he was pretty solid as a rookie in the NFL, but he started for one season. Bryce Young, he's going to go into the pros with two seasons as a starter, but Purdy had four, you know, so he had seen boots on the ground. He had a lot of experience.
And I don't remember who wrote the article in The Athletic, but said that, like, look, that might have hurt him because you can see all of his warts
on
film.
All of his flaws.
A guy that starts for one season, you don't get to see everything he has to offer.
No, that's true.
Exactly.
Isn't it crazy, though, that because usually that last pick of the draft, and we, you know, part of it is we've put the term Mr. Irrelevant on it.
It's always the most famous seventh round pick, Mr. Irrelevant.
Exactly. Unless there's a Tom Brady in that particular class. But the point is, they could have gone in 100 different directions, right? Because with the last pick, they already had a drafted quarterback that they were going to go to. But then they thought, well, we're going to need a backup for him because I'm guessing Jimmy G's not going to be hanging around.
Not here.
Which he ended up doing, but in the moment, if they go any other direction,
are they in this spot right now?
No.
Yeah.
They're probably picking a guy up off the street?
Or maybe they pick up a Baker Mayfield, for example.
Possibly.
But what do they give up to get him? I guess they didn't have to give up anything because he was cut.
He got cut.
But do the 49ers go out and make a trade?
It's possible.
Because the injury happened early enough. The injury to Trey Lance
was in week two.
Was in week two, but the injury to
Jimmy G.
Garoppolo was
a little over halfway through the season, right? Like week 11?
Early November.
It was the Dolphins game, right?
Yeah, it was the Dolphins game.
Right.
Week 11, week 12, somewhere in there.
So, man.
Because the Dolphins were 8-3 going into that game.
Everything is different.
They sure were.
Everything is different. And who knows? Seattle probably wins the division. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, and here, I want to read this comment from Matt. He says, if you've seen all the wide open receivers Purdy has to hit in San Francisco, I'd want to see him next year to make any major judgments. And that's very fair because obviously if you put him in, you know, we talked about yesterday, if he's at Dallas, they're not going to have the same type of success. But I will say this in Purdy's camp, Jimmy G got to play with those players too. You know, maybe not McCaffrey because McCaffrey had barely been a part of the
Jimmy G has a great winning percentage.
Yes, he does.
But he's never done this before.
Yes, he does. And it's taking, sure. Have the 49ers had some open receivers? Absolutely. More against Seattle, I think, than they had against Dallas. But like the first throw that he had to Kittle in the first half, it was about the only good big play that they had in the first half. Kittle was pretty well covered.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to make the throw just right. Because if it's a little bit off, it could be intercepted or it's going to be incomplete. So he had to make, so he has maybe they the thing about Purdy is he hasn't had to do as much with people like in his face.
Yes.
Right?
He's been well protected.
He's been well protected, or he's been able to roll out. I think Dallas did a smart job of the way they forced him to roll to his left because it made it a lot harder for him to reset and throw, which is why, again, these matchups this weekend, I don't have a dog in the hunt. I've never looked forward to a conference championship weekend more than this one.
Really?
It's when impressive. Look at the matchups and you look at the, I mean.
I can give you my favorite conference championship weekend ever. It's not this one. Now, part of that's depression, but when the 49ers played the Seahawks, the year that the Seahawks won the Super Bowl and the Patriots played the Broncos, I was so jacked. I thought that those were easily the four best teams, and these are too. But those were superstar quarterback. And I love that 49ers Seahawks rivalry in 2013. Oh, I love that.
We had seen Broncos Patriots before. We had seen Seahawks 49ers before. With this, yeah, you've got the rematch with Cincinnati and Kansas City, but because of the intrigue of Mahomes, the fact that Burrow and Cincinnati now are all of a sudden getting all the love and the Chiefs aren't. And then you've got the drama from last year. We've got, Eli Apple has been, spouting off this week at the Bills, but people forget last year he did it to the Chiefs. And the Chiefs have motivation. They're at home. The Bengals, they'll look like the better team. The line's been bouncing all over the place. And with San Francisco and Philly, you've got teams that are...
They haven't played yet.
They haven't played yet.
Definitely the unique part.
And they have strengths kind of similar to each other. Mm-hmm. They both rush the passer really well. They both run the ball really well, but in different ways. I love it. I think this is great. I'm not stressed out about who's winning either one of those games like I was last year.
The other thing that I found interesting and talked quite a bit this afternoon about was three of the four teams left in the playoffs have quarterbacks on rookie contracts, and the other team has the best quarterback in the league.
Yep.
So it's a good study on how you win in the NFL right now.
Well, and that's why, one of the big things that the Bills are going to be kicking themselves about is, this year Josh Allen's deal I think was like $16 million, and next year it's $40. And so it's like the advantage that they had, Dak Prescott's, his contract's super low. The advantages that those teams had, they're going away very, very quickly. And so that's why these teams, especially the Eagles, have to be feeling great with Jalen Hurts on that deal right now. Oh, my gosh. That he's performed at an MVP level. Mm-hmm. It's all how fun. It is so fun. Yep.
It is.
Go all right, Eagles.
It's not
Have
fun.
A good show.
Thanks, John.
Yep. There he is, John Schreiner, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be filling in for Connor tomorrow because half of our lineup's on the DL.
Mm.
We're like Nebraska basketball right now.
Mm.
Everyone's hurt.
Mm.
Hopefully we perform a little better
tonight. I hope so. And hopefully they do tonight.
They could.
Unless one of us picks against them in bet of the day.
I don't know what you're talking about. We got a busy lineup. Busy lineup today because Sip's going to join us. Mitch Holtis. Scott Docterman triggered some Husker fans, which is going to lead us into a conversation.
That doesn't sound like Husker fans.
Not at all. 1620 The Zone.